by wearing your mask when you are in close proximity of others, getting tested, and vaccinated.
For more information, find them on Facebook at Healthier Lyon County.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning on a Tuesday, February 15th. It is 36 degrees on our way to 68 today. And it's time once again for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Our showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This just happened today.
I don't have time for lunch today. I have to go by the bank and open a new account.
When I opened my account at the credit union, I did most of it by text.
It's that easy?
Maybe you should open your account at my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. She texted my credit union right then and got the ball rolling, all while we were having a great lunch. Texting. Easy. Convenient. And only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Always good to talk to you. And we have another great program lined up. February is Career and Technical Education Month, and we will cover that from top to bottom here this morning before we are finished with this month's Emporia Showcase. But first, we want to kick things off with a number of hashtag Emporia proud moments that Dr. Harder will share with us. What do you have?
Absolutely, yes. We have a good list here. Kelly Barron, special education teacher at Logan Avenue, received a $1,200 grant from the Emporia Community Foundation, and she is going to use that grant to begin a structured teaching model in her special education classroom. The Emporia High School Spring Musical, The Drowsy Chaperone, will be presented at the EHS Auditorium on March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 7 o'clock p.m. each night. And while March may seem like it's a long ways away, it is coming very quickly. Tickets can be purchased at the door and are $8 for adults and $5 for students K through 12. The musical is under the direction of EHS teachers Mrs. Casey Hastings, Mrs. Sarah Bays, Mr. Riley Day, and Ms. Mackenzie Thrasher. Many members of this cast and crew recently attended the Kansas Thespian Festival, and the students in the theater troupe received several accolades, as well as the director, Mrs. Casey Hastings, receiving the Region 4 Theater Teacher of the Year. I encourage you to follow their Emporia High School Theater Facebook page to see all of the great things this troupe is accomplishing. And I think I mentioned in a previous Emporia Proud moment that the theater program at Emporia High is really amazing. So just really encourage everyone to get out and see that. The Kansas State Board of Education announced last week that Walnut Elementary is one of 9 schools in Kansas who are approved to launch their Kansas Can school redesign project plans during the 2021 and 2022 school year. We would like to congratulate Principal Jamie Bacon and the Walnut staff for all of their hard work and dedication in getting to this point in redesign. We'd also like to take the opportunity to congratulate Dr. Brad Kemp, who is currently our Interim Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources. Dr. Kemp was recently selected as a superintendent for USD 339, Jefferson County North. He will continue with Emporia Schools until his contract ends at the end of June. We want to thank Dr. Kemp for his dedication and support this year and wish him well at Jefferson County North. And when Dr. Kemp came on, that was one of his long-term goals, was to get a superintendency. So really looking forward to working with him in that role next year. And then Mr. Eric Woltze was on with Ron and Chuck on Friday morning, so he gave that construction update.
Yes, he did, and a good construction update it was. It was.
So, he does a great job.
A lot of hashtag Emporia proud moments. We will let you know that we will have a number of Emporia High School theater students with us Thursday morning to preview The Drowsy Chaperone right around 8:20 here on Thursday, so looking forward to that. Well, February is Career and Technical Education Month, which celebrates the value of CTE and the achievements and accomplishments of CTE programs across Kansas and the nation, including Emporia High School. And Dr. Harder, you have quite a list of guests lined up for us this week.
We are going to cover this comprehensively, so we are ready.
All right, so 100% we're going to get this covered. Let's go ahead and introduce our guests here this morning, Jared Giffen. Jared's the Interim Associate Executive Director of Teaching and Learning at USD 253. Jared, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Ron. How are you today?
Doing good. Always good to talk to you. And Jared's in this morning. We're going to kind of give us a district perspective on CTE pathways and the importance of these opportunities for our students. So, Jared, lay that out for us.
Okay, well, I'll try to be short with this because we've got some other great folks here to talk about the real work that goes on in our pathways. But our goal really is to provide students with relevant context for the learning that's taking place and the opportunity to have these pathways that lead into some sort of post-secondary success. So our pathways are designed really to provide experiences and a smooth transition from high school to post-secondary education, whether that be through a technical college like across the street at Flint Hills Tech, whether it be a community college or a four-year college like Emporia State. You know, these are the opportunities that kids have can also lead to into some apprenticeships opportunities, could lead right into the military, or even to workplace experiences. So the pathways really that we have address the need for high-skill, high-wage, and high-demand careers that the kids will have in the futures that they have once they've graduated from Emporia High School.
Jared, from your perspective, because you've been long associated with elementary schools here in Emporia before getting elevated to Director of Teaching and Learning here recently, how does the early work with students lead into these pathways and then set the table here for future success for them?
Great question. It's one that's talked about often. In fact, we attended the CTE conference in Manhattan last week, and that was a topic of conversation at many of our sessions. But the earlier we can get kids involved in just exploring the careers and opportunities that are out there for them, the better equipped that they're going to be to start digging in a little bit deeper at the middle school level, but then ultimately here at the high school level with the experiences that we can offer them. So starting them young is great, even if it's just things like field trips or speakers in the classroom. I know at Riverside Elementary we had a big career fair where we had many members of our community coming in just to provide some opportunities for kids to learn more about what's available to them.
Yeah, great opportunities there, Jared. Nicely done. Thanks as always. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let's introduce Cheryl Lead. Cheryl is the assistant principal at Emporia High School, one of the assistant principals at Emporia High School. Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Ron, I'm doing well.
Good to have you here. And Cheryl's in this morning to give us kind of an overview on the pathways available at Emporia High School and maybe talk about the number of students who are participating as well as how many students will typically complete a pathway. So, Shelley, let's talk about some of the opportunities available at Emporia High School.
Well, Ron, we have 15 pathways at Emporia High currently that we have looked at our local needs assessment, and we try and really focus on the careers that are in our area that are in need. We have animal science and plant systems in the ag and food natural resources pathway. We have construction and design in the architecture and construction. We have digital media in the arts, AV, technology, and communications. We have business management and entrepreneurship. We have teaching and training. We have engineering and applied mathematics, we have business finance, biomedical, health science, restaurant and event management, we have early childhood development and services, we have corrections, security, law, and law enforcement services, manufacturing, and marketing here at Emporia High. Approximately anywhere from 100 up to 300 plus students are working their way through pathways each year. We have end up with about 20 to 50 students average being completers at the end of the year. It usually takes 3 to 4 years to complete a pathway. Some students, because of their focus and planning and determination and interest, end up completing with 2 to 3 pathways. So they're very focused and driven and ready to find those next steps.
Cheryl, let's talk about, I guess, the review process here, because obviously you want to have these pathways be as current as possible. How often do you as the administrative staff here with the high school review these different pathways, and do you get any extra input maybe from the outside, say with either different business trends that you're noting or maybe some input coming in from the outside?
Ron, approximately we get together with the Flint Hills Tech College and we do a local needs assessment about every 2 to 3 years, looking at those employment trends and the workforce needs. I sit down with my CTE leads and we look at what classes we're offering every year, they work with their advisory councils twice a year. We have a spring and a fall advisory meeting where industry leaders within our community graciously work with our pathway leads to determine whether our classes are meeting the needs of the students to prepare them for their industries.
Wow, that's a lot of pathway opportunities out there at Emporia High School, and boy, good to have students with that kind of choice and choices to have out at E-High. Cheryl, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Sarah Sweet. Sarah is a business teacher at Emporia High School. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time to be with us here this morning. We appreciate that. But let's talk about information on the pathways, which include marketing and business management, maybe some entrepreneurship and finance, Sarah. So what is offered specifically at Emporia High?
Our three pathways, like you just said, are business, finance, marketing, and then the management and entrepreneurship pathway. So students have choice within the business field as to which route they take. Several of the classes within the three pathways overlap, so it's fairly easy for students to complete more than one business pathway, which is great because they might not know exactly which route of business that they would like to take.
Speaking of that, how important maybe is it for students to maybe have overlapping pathways with the business side?
I think it's very important because business is really involved in pretty much every other pathway that's out there. So our new pathway, the management and entrepreneurship, intersects with the culinary programs, even with the agriculture side, law and public safety, some graphic design. Because even if a student wants to start their own business in a field not related to business, of course, it would be an important pathway for them to complete.
Sarah, how many pathways can students get involved with? I guess time is of essence, but I mean, how many can kids take?
They can be involved in any and all of the pathways. Now, if they were involved in multiple, they might not be able to be what we considered a completer, where you have to have those three full credits within one pathway. But we really encourage kids to branch out, you know, especially their eighth grade freshman year. You know, I have a seventh grader. He doesn't have any idea at all what he wants to be. So it's important for kids to kind of experiment a little and see what their interests are.
Time-wise for a student, Sarah, how much is involved with a pathway? How much do they have? How much time do they spend?
They can use their elective credits or elective hours in order to build into the pathway, but a lot of our, I shouldn't say a lot, there are some required classes that also fall within. So like within our biomed or health science, some of the required science classes actually fall within a pathway as well.
How fast, Sarah, can students start jumping into pathways? Is this one of those things where they jump in right at their freshman year, or do they have a little bit of time to kind of figure out what they want to do before they leap in?
They can actually start at the middle school. There are a few classes of our introductory pathways, business for sure, facts, and ag, that you can take as a 7th or 8th grader at Emporia Middle School.
Good information. Thanks, Sarah. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, nicely done. Let's bring in Nisreen Tyscraper, who is at Emporia High School. Nisreen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
All right. I think we're getting that phone turned around in there. I think that's what that. That's
good
what,
morning.
That's what that sound is. Well, good morning, and thanks for taking some time to join us. And Nisreen is going to be talking about the pathways she teaches, which include restaurant and event management and early childhood development and services. Well, the restaurant and event management sounds interesting. Nisreen, do you have a lot of kids looking into that?
Certainly. We have a large interest in the restaurant event management pathway. Specifically, it's tied to our culinary arts program. And so obviously we have a lot of students that pursue these courses for a multitude of reasons, primarily because they get to eat maybe, but also they learn a lot of those wonderful real-life skills that I think are relevant still to their daily life and not just maybe the career of choice that they may want to pursue, although we do get several students that do know that they want to be tied to the restaurant industry to some extent and possibly even pursue further education across the street at Flint Hills Tech. Yeah.
That was going to be my next question, though, is, you know, along those lines, okay, you got the kids that are here who they're dead set. They're going to go across the street. They're going to go through, and they're, you know, all the different opportunities that are starting to become well-known through the tech colleges, hospitality and culinary arts system. But how many of those students do you have that are just, okay, I just need basic stuff here for now, and then I'll just kind of figure it out from there?
It really is, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, because we get a lot of students that take advantage of those dual credit opportunities, and they have that choice as they pursue the pathway to either take those courses on site here with me, or to get that, start that experience across the street and go to Flint Hills Tech for a block or two a day and start with those instructors over there. So I would say on average, probably around at least 10 kids a year we get over there straight away in that program that really start with just kind of the basics, and then they pursue some of those more advanced courses in their upperclassmen years across the street.
Well, Nasreen, tell us about the Early Childhood Development and Services Avenue. What's involved there?
It's really a great pathway for students that have an interest, really in general, maybe in working with small children. That could be maybe wanting to be a daycare provider, or possibly wanting to operate an early childhood center or be a preschool teacher. Really working with kids at that young age, or possibly preparing them for maybe more of that elementary or even the start of the secondary age, like middle school, where they can start to get a little bit more information about the foundation of family structure and the development of a child. And then as we advance a little bit more in that pathway, they get some of those work-based learning experiences where they can go out on site and work with children on a more regular basis and see if it is indeed for them.
Have you seen a little bit more maybe student interest here over the last couple of years due to COVID?
I think, you know, that's actually a tough question to answer. I think there's definitely a strong interest in our students that know they really want to do something working with small children. I don't necessarily know if I could speak to COVID specifically, because that pathway, really a lot of those technical level courses are so strongly enrolled. But really our goal is to kind of get that handful of kids that are really interested in pursuing it as a career and getting them to the application level.
Nasreen, thank you very much. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep up the great work. Let's bring in Ashley Schmidt, a health science teacher, Emporia High School. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and thanks for taking some time to join us. Ashley's going to be talking about the pathway which she teaches, which is health science. Let's go down that path, Ashley.
Yeah, so I teach in the health science pathway here at Emporia High School. I'm actually a registered nurse from Newman Regional Health. For the past 7 years, I've taught about 6 classes within the pathway, and something that's really great that we added within the last few years was the sports medicine strand. We have Heather Patterson, an athletic trainer, teaching those classes for us, and we really just cover a lot of the basics for the foundational level of all healthcare careers that a student might want in the future.
How important is it, that particular connection then, to Emporia State University with that sports medicine side?
So I think that Heather does a great job with bringing in the sports medicine program at Emporia State, as well as other upper level, maybe even doctorate physical therapy programs within the state. At this point, she's not getting a lot of students out into the community in healthcare because of COVID concerns, but really bringing those people in through technology is a great opportunity for her in the athletic training program.
Ashley, how's the interest been in this field out at Emporia High School?
You know, I really haven't seen interest in healthcare decrease due to COVID. If anything, students are more passionate about entering the healthcare field, but they are exploring more opportunities within healthcare, and I think it's really great that they're expanding into all the classes we offer in the pathway, not just maybe the typical ones you would think of, like first aid CPR and biology or other classes that you might typically think of.
We need nurses, Ashley, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a statement. Yeah.
Well, Ashley, thanks. We appreciate your time this morning. Well done.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep up the great work. And let's now talk to Jana Marstall. Jana, an instructional coach at Emporia High School. Jana, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. I think you have a couple of students with you this morning.
I do. I am excited to introduce Brendan Keenholz and Abigail Jacob. They're both seniors here at Emporia High School. Brendan is a completer in our marketing pathway, and Abigail is one of those that we talked about earlier. It's a completer in multiple pathways. So she will be a completer in animal science, in our health science biomed pathway, and then also in our corrections, security law and law enforcement pathways.
My goodness.
Well,
hey.
All right, Abigail. So those are a lot of paths you're looking at right there, huh?
Yes, there is a lot for sure.
So why so many?
You know, I really, coming into high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do after high school. So by taking all of these pathways, I was able to really kind of experiment and see what I really liked, but also figure out, like, the careers within the pathway and really specialize in on something that I want to do.
So when did you start the pathway program?
I started my freshman year just by taking some simple animal science classes and the intro law class, and then started biology with the health science pathway my sophomore year.
How has from your perspective, how enjoyable has your education been with this pathway approach, and just how rigorous has it been?
You know, honestly, the pathways have really, they've helped me want to come to school. You know, we get to have those hands-on experiences every single day in those classes. The teachers are so invested in helping you pick what you want to do with your career and your future, and you know, it just really enjoyed it. I wouldn't say it was too rigorous, you know, because they make it enjoyable and they make you want to be here.
Non-rigorous, yeah, they like to hear that. So, Abigail, have you narrowed down your field choices?
Yes, I'm planning on obtaining a bachelor's degree in nursing with a minor in psychology.
Outstanding.
That's great.
Outstanding.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Brendan, let's talk about you and your trip through the marketing pathway. What got you at least interested in marketing, and really, how has your trip through the pathway maybe confirmed what your initial interest was?
I started high school without really any focus. So then freshman year, I took some introductory courses in quite a few different pathways, and I mainly that year learned what I didn't want to do. And then sophomore year, I started with some of the business classes, and that's really what made me want to keep going with those. I didn't, you know, start high school with any idea that I would go into business, but after taking those classes, that's what I wanted to do.
So have you narrowed down, obviously, something in marketing? What specifically do you want to do?
Finance is what I'm going to major in school, and maybe economics too. Because even though I finished the marketing pathway, I got to take a lot of classes in the finance pathway as well. And I found more of an interest there.
So how was this really a good experience for you, Brendan?
Both in the sense that I found out what I wanted to do with business and that I was able to figure out what I didn't want to do earlier on.
I think that's one thing to bring up, too. Not only can you find out what you want to do, but to maybe what you don't want to do, as Brendan said. Well, Brendan, hey, thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Jana, let's talk about the recognition night, CTE recognition night coming up.
Right. We have the opportunity to recognize not only these two, but all of our pathway completers on Monday, May 16th at 6:30. We will hold that recognition here at the high school, and the students who complete one or more pathways will be recognized. We will also recognize our National Technical Honor Society students as well, and any student who earned a certification will recognize them that night.
Congratulations to the completers. What a great program, a CTE being offered up by USD 253 Emporia. Jana, thank you so much.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to highlight our students and our staff who work really hard to prepare our students to enter that post-secondary part of their life.
Yeah, sounds like kids are taking advantage of it and putting it to good use. Well, Allison, sounds like a very popular and successful CTE program, USD 253.
Yes, just like Janice said, just a great group of staff members and administrators working on this, and we're just really proud of what is being accomplished at Emporia High School.
Outstanding. Thanks so much here, Dr. Anderson Harder, and thanks everybody for joining us here this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you all. Good job, Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, in with this month's Emporia Showcase on KVOE. A big thanks to Jared Giffen, Interim Associate Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, Cheryl Leeds, Assistant Principal, Emporia High School, Sarah Sweet, a Business Teacher at E-High, Nisreen Tyscraper, teaches out at Emporia High School, Ashley Schmidt, a Health and Science High School teacher, and Jenna Marstall, Instructional Coach, E-High, along with students Brendan Keenholz and Abigail Jacob, along with Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent of Schools, USD 253, for joining us on the Emporia Showcase, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice, with two convenient Emporia locations. It's 847.
Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva is in first place so far.